All right, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. I really appreciate your coming for a shir, Lili Nishmas, Chana Henshe Bas David, my mother, Allah Shalom, who was Nifteres, 26 years ago. She was Nifteres a month after I got married. She was sick when I was engaged, when we were planning the wedding. We had to move up the date for the wedding in order so that she would be able to make it. She walked me down the aisle. She wasn't really able to dance so much, but my wife brought the dancing to her table where she was, and it was something remarkable. And then she was in the hospital already a few days later. And then she was in the hospital until the very end. I always say it's a tremendous schus to be able to give a shir, Lili Nishmasa, for many, many years now, 22 years now, since I made Aliyah, I try to be mechadish a shir every year. I think there are once or twice where I wasn't able to, but this is another year that I was able to be mechadish, a whole new shir that I never gave beforehand. And it's hopefully a true Ili Neshama. I always mention that there are three things that my mother missed in my life. One is that she missed my family. She never saw my children. She met my wife, Baruch Hashem, and she got to know my wife, but she never met any of my children. And she never saw me make Aliyah, and she never saw me become a Rebbe in Shalvin. And these are the three things that define who I am. That's my whole life in a nutshell. And they're three pretty amazing, incredible things. The fact of making Aliyah and having a wonderful family, a beautiful family, and being a teacher in the best institution in Eretz Yisrael is really something that gives me a lot of pride. Unfortunately, she was not able to see any of that. Of course, she's looking down from Shemayim, reaping the tremendous nachas. I'd like to give a shir. We're going to start. We'll talk for a few minutes. I don't know how long yet. And then we'll take a short break, 2-minute break for Mezonos. And then we'll continue on this shir, okay? It'll be like a, not exactly halftime, but something like that, okay? 7:30 is the cutoff, meaning at 7:30, everybody should just stand up and walk out. Maybe I'll say Kaddish at 7:30, Kaddish Darabonin at 7:30. But at 7:30, you can already start like closing up your books. You know how like it is, you know, at the end of a class, you know, you start like fumbling around, you start getting your knapsack, you start unzipping things together. 7:30 is the cutoff. The question is Mazik on Purim. Mazik on Purim. If we just take a look at the very first source in the sheet, source one, the Rama writes in Aruch Chaim in Tafri Sadihei, V'im hizik echad es chaveiro mikoach simchas Purim, patur milishalem. Wow! The Rama writes that if you're Mazik on Purim, you're patur. Boom. So now let's start asking a lot of questions. Halacha lemaisa. A Talmud of mine who will go nameless, sometime in the last 18 years, being a Rebbe in Shalvim, we brought a table, a plastic table from outside, one of the lawn furniture tables. We brought it into the room because we needed a lot of tables. And he was banging and banging, and then boom, through the table, a big hole in the plastic table, ruined the table. Ad Hayom, he does not know that he broke my table. But would he be chayiv? Is this Rama relevant? Is he Pater because he did a mitzvah Simchas Purim? Another time, also in my house, there was a time where guys were getting really into it, and guys jumped up, and he hit the little chandelier there, and it started moving. It didn't break. Baruch Hashem, it didn't break. But what happens if it would have broken during the Simcha, during the festivities? Question number three, what happens if during the Rikudim, in the Chadar Ochel, you started going to the Mesiba, it's a little bit crazy, a little bit wild, and you flick somebody's glasses off and they fall on the floor and they break. Are you chai for the nezek of those glasses? What happens if you get so crazy during the, you know, the Sudas Purim, whatever, you start standing on chairs, and then you break a chair, you break a nice chair, a new chair, you break a new dining room chair. My new dining room chairs are going nowhere near the Talmidim, anywhere near Purim. They're going to the basement, we bring up white chairs. You can do whatever you want to the white chairs. Anyway, so that's question number four. Question number five. Let's say somebody really drinks on Purim and then walks out of the Suda. Let's say he starts wandering around, you know, and like, you know, we can't find him. And then all of a sudden on the way home, he starts like just hitting cars. He just starts hitting cars on the way home, and he dents a car. He dents a car, and then you know what? He's holding something for his costume, and he breaks windows. You know how, like, you see sometimes in the movies, like, these little kids, they're riding on the bike, and they hit cars so that the alarms would go off, you know? Ding, 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 you know, right? Let's say, instead, he's giving it real zetzes to each car while he's drunk. Is there a ptur of the mamazik on Purim? Question number six. A Rebbe, a staff member Rebbe in this yeshiva, at the photocopy machine today said that somebody once in his history was sitting at the table and just backed out of the chair very, very quickly and hit the brake front. And the brake front got serious nezek. And Adayom, the guy doesn't know he was mazik, but still, that brake front, it's not the way it used to be. Is he putter from that brake front? These are serious, serious questions. Why is this year's topic? Well, you know what? I was doing the sugyas of Ratz Bershus and Ratz Be'er Shabbos in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Baba Kama. I'm giving Baal Batim Shir on the third parak of Baba Kama. And then it somehow got connected. And then all of a sudden I thought, we're teaching Baba Kama this year. This is where Baba Kama hits Purim. This is the meeting place. Baba Kama meeting, hitting Purim. So that's why this is, I think, a really fantastic topic. And I hope you'll enjoy the topic as much as I did. In source number one, the Ramah says that there's a Ptur of Adam and Mazik. But those aren't the only kulas. Let me take some more kulas out of my pocket for you guys. In source number two, it says that you're allowed to, there's a shitos that say that you're allowed to wear women's clothing during Purim. Because you're not being mechavein, and therefore you're not over on Simlas Isha. There are rules in this yeshiva that you're not allowed to put on women's clothing. That's a yeshiva rule. Okay? Not mitzad iser, so therefore no one's allowed to dress up like a woman. I'm just mentioning that. Anyway, he also says the Ramah, this is all in the Ramah, in the second line, v'chein b'levishas kilayim d'rabanan. You're also allowed to wear shatnez mid'rabanan. You're allowed to wear kilayim mid'rabanan on Purim. There are those who say it's usher, but the minhag is kesvar rishon to be mekel. And not only that, v'chein b'nei adam ha'chotfim zemizeh derech simcha. Stealing on Purim. They're just grabbing from one another. Ein b'zelo shelo sigzol v'nagu kach. As long as it's not horrible, the chachamim, the manhigim of the city, are allowed to be metaking certain takanos in order to curb the violence on Purim. A lot of kulas. Kilayim derabanan, simlas isha, gzela v'gneva, and mazik. All these amazing kulas. This particular gneva, gzela, mazik kula comes from the Chumash Sedeshin in source 3, early Ashkenazic source. He says, he quotes himself a tshuva from an earlier Balayatosis, Shamati Merev Tuvia B'Shem Riva, Shekol Ma'achal, Shelochim Abachurim Zemizeh, Afilu Shelo Bershus, Mishum Simchas Purim, Mishas Kriyas Megillah, Laila Shulis Purim, Shem Shnei Lesvi Amechad, Eben Mishum Gneva, Lo Mishum Gzela. The Chumash Sedeshin says that if you take other people's food without their permission on Purim, there's no Gzela, no Gneva, Potter, not only Potter, it sounds like it's also Mutter to steal on Purim, Mutter to take other people's food, it's all Simchas Purim, everything goes. So this is pretty, almost like shocking. Sounds like absolutely crazy that all of a sudden we should just be Matir Isurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. He's Matir, you know, people who are in captivity, but to be Matir Isurim, how can the Chachamim be Matir Isurim? So I have a few questions, leading questions, about this entire topic. Number one is, it only appears in the Ramah. Should we already be medayik that this is not only a Ramah, this is also a Shulchan Aruch, this is a Mechaber against the Ramah? Maybe the Sfardim disagree with the Ashkenazim. Question number one. Question number two, what is the source for this Kula? The Chumash Sedeshin quotes Rabbeinu Tuvia, the B'Shem the Riva. Then the Riva is just allowed to say, yeah, on Purim, Gzela, you know how many people think that on Purim, all these surim are mutter. In other words, there are 364 days a year that you have to be a ben Torah, and then the 365th year, you don't have to be a ben Torah. You don't have to be shomer halacha. That's a terrible hashkafa. So, what's the source for such a thing? Number three, what's the svara? Even if we find a source, there's a gemara that sounds like it. What's the svara for this? Why should this all of a sudden be mutter? After all, let's talk adam mamazik, adam muad liolam. You're going to be mazik on Purim. You're going to break something on Purim. Adam u'l olam. A person always has achrayas for nezikin and for adam a mazik. And even though there's a machlokas about ones or not, is this ones? Nobody thinks that this is ones. You weren't forced into it. You decided to get a little nuts and whatever. Now you were mazik. Question number three. Question number four. Is this only allowing nezek of mamon or even chavala? Can any of this relate to, you know, punching somebody, hurting somebody, crashing into somebody and breaking his ankle, and then all of a sudden medical issues? In other words, is Dine Chavala also on hold when it comes to Purim? And number five, is there a limit to all of this in terms of monetary damages? In other words, you dented someone's car. Okay, that's pretty significant. Let's say you could slash the tires. That would be another thing. You all of a sudden broke something very expensive. Is there a certain number, or is there a certain price tag that all of a sudden it becomes usur? So these are some leading questions about this entire halacha. Some of these questions relate to the whole Yesod Hadin. What's the source? What's the svara? This makes no sense. Is there a machlokas bezed? Does the mechaber argue on the Ramah? Those are three fundamental questions. And then the other two questions are just like, are there any limits? Are there any limits? Are there any limits to this entire halacha? Is there no limit to all of this? Is it only Neskei Mamon and not Chavala? And is there a dollar amount? So let's begin. Where is the source for this halacha? It's amazing. The source is not found in Baba Kama, and it's not found in Maseches Megillah either with regard to Purim. It's in Maseches Sukkah. What in the world happened with Maseches Sukkah? The Esrogim. It all starts with the Esrogim. What's going on with the Esrogim? Everybody take a look at source number four. You have sheets back there? Yes? Source number four. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, we're talking about the end of Sukkot on the seventh day in the morning. They already did all of the mitzos of Arba Minim. Miyad tinokos shomtin es lulavehen ve'ochlin esrogehen. What is the pshat in this line? It has tinokos, it has children, it has taking lulavim, eating esrogim. What is the pshat? Rashi and Tosis argue about what the pshat is. Rashi says in source number five, Rashi says, the adults take from the children, miyat tinokos. It's almost like, the gedolim miyat tinokot shomtin, the gedolim, the adults, take from the children, they grab the children's lulavim, and they start eating the esrogim. They start taking the lulavim so they could do whatever they want with the lulav. They start taking the esrogim so they could start eating the esrogim. They're basically stealing from the ketanim. Stealing from the ketanim. Rashi explains, Ve'ein davar lo mishum gezev, lo mishum darkei shalom, shekach nahagu machmas simcha. You know why there's no gzela here? Because this is the minag machmas simcha. On Sukkot, on the seventh day, after you already were yotzei the arba minim, you already did your arava, you already did the chibud arava and the hoshanis. Now, all bets are off. It's simcha time. The gedolim started stealing from the ketanim. They're lulavim. This is Rashi's perish. Tosis, on the spot, in source 7, in source 8, says, Ve'od yesh lamar, on the third line, and we won't read it inside, but he gives a second perish. And the second perish is, miyad. The word miyad here means immediately. Immediately after the mitzvah was done on the seventh day, tinokot shomtinet lulavehen, the kids would take out their lulavim from their kaishik lach, whatever, from that thing, the ochlin esrogehen, and then they would start eating their esrogim. They're taking their own things. No one's taking from anyone else. This is Rashi and Tosis. I don't want to get so involved in the Gemara in Sukkah. There are two different readings of the Gemara in Sukkah based on this. But this is the machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi even proves his shita from a medrash. I'll just say over the medrash. In source number 6, Rashi quotes Tosis' shita and says he's wrong. And how do I know? Because the medrash says a story about a chassid. It's important because of this little detail. Chassid echad, there was a chassid, there was somebody who acts with midas chassidus that gave a lot of tzedakah, and his wife got so upset, oh my gosh, why are you giving so much money away for tzedakah? And he left the house, she threw him out of the house, and he was distraught, he didn't know what to do. So what did he do? He started traveling on a sfina, and then, I'm sorry, before that, it was on the seventh day of Arava, on the seventh day of Sukkot, he then went to the shul, he grabbed an esrog from the children, like the Mishnah says, and that chassid was then traveling on a boat, and then they said that there's a special disease that the king has, whatever disease it was at the time, and hopefully they had a cure. It was the esrogim that was the cure, and the esrogim. And now he had these esrogim, he sold them to the king, and he made a bundle. What do you see from here? He took from the ketanim. You see that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. It's interesting. You know what you see from here? I welcome my son Nachshon, who just came back from the army. Nachshon told me, as I was learning this, you see that not only is this mutter, but it's glatt kosher mutter. Because the Medrash calls him a chassid. This chassid always fulfills midas chassid. That's what a chassid is. Somebody who fulfills midas chassidus. And he took from the ketanim, which means that it's glatt kosher 100% mutter in order to take the ketanim stuff on Sukkos. Okay. From Rashi, you see that there's this kula called stealing machmas simcha. Says Tosis in source 8 on the second line. After he quotes Rashi, Kach Perish Bakuntras, he writes, V'yesh lo mod mikan, lo tan bachurim, sherochvim besusim likrat chasan, v'nilchamim zeim ze, v'korin bigdosha chavero, mekalkalo suso, shehim pturim, kach nagu, machmasim chas chasan. You see from here a kula. Bachurim, they're riding on horses, they're with the chasan, and they're horsing around with each other, and they're fighting with each other, and then somebody tears one beged, somebody the sus gets hurt, and you know what? They're potter. Why? Shekain kach nagu machmas simchas chasan. You see from Rashi that we can export from this din, and we can expand this kula. Not only is it the gedolim stealing from the ketanim esrogim on the seventh day of Sukkos, but there's a kula here of machmas simcha. Rashi was talking about gzela, gneva. He's talking about mazik. Doesn't matter. Gneva machma simcha is mutter. Mazik machma simcha is mutter. Machma simchas chasen is mutter. We went from simchas. I don't even know what the halachic simcha was on the seventh day. You want to eat your esrog. I don't know. It was just simchas yantiv. I don't know. Simchas yantiv to eat esrogim, I guess. So that was simchas yantiv. Here too, simchas chasan. So for Rashi, we have this big kula. But Tosis disagreed. Tosis says there is no pshat like this by esrogim. Now we don't have a source about simchas chasan. So now we have to figure out, is it possible that we have here a gigantic machlokas between Rashi and Tosis, whether this whole halacha of being mazik, machma simcha, is mutter or not? For Rashi, it's mutter, we have precedent. For Tosis, we have no precedent. The Rush in source 9 holds like Tosis. The Mordechai holds like Rashi. And that seems to be the machlokas. We are now up to page 2. Page 2 is now, what is the halacha with regard to simchas chasan vekala? Tosis learned in Rashi that Rashi has a kula that can be exported to Simchas Chasan V'Kala. Tosis doesn't have such a makor, doesn't have such a source by Esrogim. Does he disagree by Simchas Chasan V'Kala? There's a rush. The rush in the tshuvas in source number 12 has a long tshuva where he's talking about a chasan. Yilamdenu Rabenu, chasan shiyotze mechupaso, he's leaving his chupa, and the derech shiyotzini mo re'av, and his friends are coming with him, ukra'ach hutzair, and they're accompanying him, his entourage. They're riding horses. And there are some on mules. The chasan is starting to go a little bit faster. And they're following him. We don't know who this echad is. Is this one of the guys? Is this one of the friends? Is this somebody, a stranger? Unclear. Raced with his sus, hurt the mule that the chasan was riding on, and the chasan lost. It wasn't even his mule. He rented the mule from a guy, tremendous nezek, and he was mafsid the chasan a lot of money. 300 zehuvim. I'm going to say it's a lot of money. I don't know what it is, though. Anyway, 300 zehuvim. 300 zehuvim. Like, it doesn't matter. It's all in the tone. Anyway, 300 zehuvim. That's what he hit him. So the question is, how does the Rosh paskin? And the other guy said, yeah, and I was just running. I'm allowed to go in the Rishus Arabim. The Rosh says, what are you talking about? Tshuva. What the Mazik says, that I'm Rishus Arabim, I'm allowed to go with my horse in Rishus Arabim. Lav tiny, you're totally wrong. The same way the Gemara says that if you're running during the week, you're also going to be Chayiv Nezikin, right? If you run during the week, you're also going to be Chayiv Nezikin. The Gemara in Lamed Beis Min Aleph. You're not allowed to run during the week. And running, at least you can stop. When you're racing with a horse, you can't even stop. So the Rush throws the book at this guy and says you're Chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 13 paskins based on the Shuvas Harash. Im ba'achad rochei besuso me'acharei chaveiro. Somebody's following somebody else on a sus. Upagab besuso chaveiro rochei bo vigatz a sus. Chayv l'shalim. You have to pay for horse nezek. You have to pay for the horse nezek. So it sounds like, is the Shulchan Aruch saying that there's no heter like this? Look at the Ramah. Here's the Ramah. The Ramah writes, and by the way, in source number one, we forgot to mention this, but go just peek at source number one. At source number one, the Ramah writes at the end, Ayin Choshen Mishpa Bedine Nezikin. Which Ramah is he talking about? This one. I don't know why there's no simon there, but maybe some of the Nosei Kelim say what the simon is. This is it. Source 13. The Ramah writes, "Bachurim harochvim likrat chasam vekala viziku zedze mamon chavero derech simcha v'schok v'chein b'shar dvar simcha hol v'nogugain turin." So the Ramah, what do you think is shot in the Ramah? Is he arguing with the Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like he's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that this is chayiv. And he goes, you know, no, simchas chasam v'kala, it's mutter. Who learns like this? The Gruch. The Gaon in source 14 says that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rosh in the Tshuva. And the Rosh azil lishitaso, because the Rosh held like Tosis in Sukkah, and he argues on this whole thing. So here we have now a gigantic machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. It's not only the Gra. Look at the Bach in source 15. The Bach is on the tour. The tour quoted his father's tshuva of the Rosh. So now that's the Dibra Matzvah. Sheila laharosh with the Rosh's tshuva that nachas in case you're chayiv. Mihu, that's a very important word. Mihu hamordechai ubagud the kasser the bechassin kayotze boshinagud era yipater. What's the mihu? However, he's disagreeing. He's saying, however, you should just know that there's another opinion out there. The Tur is holding like his father, the Rush, who's holding like Tosis against Rashi. But you should just know the Mordechai, the Aguda, they hold like Rashi. In other words, what we're seeing here is a gigantic machlokas between Rashi and Tosis, whether this Kula should even see the light of day and get off the ground. However, it's not the only way to understand this machlokas. If you look in source 16, I know how hard this is to read with these types of letters, but this is all I could get my hands on from Otzar HaChachma. The Knesset HaGedola, really early, 1600s, Turkey. He says a beautiful idea. He says, the Rosh is not arguing on this because the Rosh wasn't even talking about Simchas Chasam V'Kala. If we go back to the case of the Rosh, what was the Rosh talking about? The Chasam came out. They're all working with their Susim. And then somebody, we don't know who it was, maybe it was a stranger, came and hit the chassan. That person wasn't trying to be doing it l'sameach es chassan. He wasn't horsing around because of simchas chassan. He was a stranger. Why did the Rush say that this was all a chassan? The Rush is just telling you the case. The case is, the people who are just around. The Rush, when you're dealing with a shaila v'tshuva, you can't ask, hey, how come this detail of the question was mentioned? That was the question. Those are the facts. You're not allowed to change the facts of the case. When someone's making up a case, you have to figure out why the person made up that detail of the case. But here, it's pashut. Maybe it has nothing to do with chassan. And you know what? It's not only the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch, who paskin like the Rush, look at the Shulchan Aruch in source 13. He doesn't even mention the word chassan. You know what it's sounding like in the Beis Yosef? It's sounding like in the Shulchan Aruch? It's sounding like this wasn't mishum simchas chasam vekala. That's why you're chayiv. But maybe he would agree that if it was mishum simchas chasam vekala, then he would be in agreement. And this is exactly what the Knesset HaGedola says. In a case where it's actually because of chasan, then maybe everybody would be in agreement. If you look at the Bach in source 15 at the very, very end, he says one more line. Venira, the last line of the Bach in source 15. Venira, the tshuvas harosh, Dehacha dina kamar hecha delo nagu aval hecha denahug nahug. This is another take, I believe, in how to understand the Rush and how to limit this Rush. The Rush was talking about maybe they were doing it machmas simchas chasan, but you know what? They didn't have a minhag to be makel on this. They didn't have a minhag to be poter. But he would agree that if there was a place and they had a minhag to be poter, he would agree. Which means there's no fundamental machlokas here. It's all dependent on minhag. The Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch are talking about cases where there's no minhag to be poter. There's no custom that says everybody's poter. The Ramah's talking about in a place where everybody has the minhag to be poter from Nezikin and for Gzela, then everybody's poter. Nobody's in disagreement. They're just arguing on, does a place have a certain minhag? Everyone's in agreement on all of the fundamental points. There's a proof to this idea on the next page. We're almost up to halftime. The Beis Yosef in source 17 is talking about Simchas Purim. He writes, Kasuv b'Trumas Hadeshen, which is this entire halacha of Purim, all comes from this Trumas Hadeshen. And he writes, V'nirali d'hainili didu shayu no'gim habacharim kach. What is the Beis Yosef? Rabbi Yosef Karo himself writes. He writes, the Trumas Hadeshen, maybe that was right for the Trumas Hadeshen's place, but that's not the way we are Noheg. What do you see from here? It's just an argument about what the Minag is. Their Minag was to be Mekel, our Minag is to be Machmir. But on fundamental grounds, let's say there was a Minag to be Mekel. Would the Shulchan Aruch have any objection to that? No! The Shulchan Aruch would say, if there's a Minag to be Mekel on this, then you're allowed to be Mekel. Okay? Not a fundamental argument. Last source for all of this. Wrestling. In source 18, the Tor brings another Shaila of the Rush. Okay, the Tor is the Rush's son, so he's constantly bringing his father's opinions on everything. Okay, the Aleph, we already mentioned this, but Aleph is La Adoni Avi, my master, my father. I've already told the story about an MTA one year. A Rebbe once said, the Tor always speaks in reverence about his father. He always says something bechavod. And one of the kids said, no, he doesn't. I saw he just quotes the Rush. He goes, I'll bet you. And they made a bet. I don't know what the kid was going to lose, that he was going to have to learn with the Rebbe once a week or something. And the Rebbe goes, well, you know, what do I have to give you? I don't remember what the bet was. And at the end of the day, they pointed out. And the kid goes, you see, I'm right. He just says, I Rush. He goes, no, what's Aleph? Adoni Avi, my master, my father, the Rush. He always, no matter what, always says the Aleph Arush. Anyway, says the Tor, what if two people are wrestling? Okay? Definitely could happen. Not only on Purim. Let's go. And you're right? If somebody has a little bit more experience, you can actually tell. He starts crouching low. That's when you start. Don't get involved with those wrestling guys. The wrestling guys are very, very dangerous. I remember some of the guys on the MTA wrestling team. They were really. I was in Flatbush. My friends were telling me on the MTA wrestling team, these guys, you can't start up with them. You put your hand like this, you're in a chokehold. Like in 2 seconds, you're in a chokehold. Anyway, so what happens in wrestling? Somebody gets hurt. What's the halacha if somebody gets hurt? Says the Rush. Putter. And what's the svara b'zeh? The svara b'zeh is on the last line. U'machlu zel zeh v'adai d'hachi yisavku yachad. The Beis Yosef on the spot in Choshen Mishpat in Source 19 quotes this Rush and says, I don't know, what's going on over here? Then what kind of pshat is that? Mechila? I thought there's no mechila for chavala. You're only allowed to do mechila for nezek. We'll quote this Mishnah soon. You're not allowed to do mechila for chavala. To which the Shulchan Aruch then says, that the Beis Yosef says at the very last line, Vishema, fifth line of 19, Vishema yesh lechalek bein kisha echad mochel lechavero lekisha shnei mochlen zelazeh. Maybe the difference between one person mechila and double mechila. Double mechila is mutter. You know what you're seeing from here? Double mechila. That even the Shulchan Aruch might agree that mechila could work. Mechila could undermine all these mitzvos, these yisurim, the chiyuvei mamon. Mechila can undermine this. Okay, that's only a Beis Yosef. What about the Shulchan Aruch? Does he pass on like this in the Shulchan Aruch? That's how he passes in the Shulchan Aruch. Source 20. Shnayim yishnizavku yachad be'chid hipil l'chaveru la'aretz v'nafal v'sima say no. Putter! If you blind a guy during a wrestling, you're putter. You know why? Because there's mechila. What do you see from here? Mechila works. Oh, now there's only a question. Is a kehila mochel? Is this place a place where they're mochel? Is this a place where they're mochel? The Shulchan Aruch goes, most places, not my places are not mochel. The Rama goes, my places are mochel. What's the machlokas? The whole thing doesn't seem to be like a fundamental machlokas. It's all a machlokas whether people are mochel or not. Is that the pshat here? What's the svara for this heter? Mechila, is mechila enough to allow gneva, gzela, nezek, chavala? How is mechila really the source of this heter? What is the svara behind this heter that we're going to talk about in 2 more minutes? Let's press pause. Guys, please come up. So what is the svara for this halacha? why is it that on Purim, Simchas Chasam Vekala, Sukkos, on the seventh day with Esrogim, why is Machma Simcha a heter? The seeming consensus amongst Achronim seems to be that it's all Midin Mechila. The Kehila is Mochel. There's an Umdina, not the Kehila. There's an Umdina that people are Mochel. People know what Purim is like, so they're Mochel. Where do we see that? The Prima Gadim, for example, in Source 22 says, you know why if you hit somebody without Kavana on Purim, you're Pater? Ube Purim, Mistama Mochlin. Minastam, the person was Mochel. The Gra, in Source 23, also 1700s, also says, you know how the Rama in the beginning said, Kilayim derabanan is even mutter. V'yesh omrim de'asar. No, but in the next breath you say that Zeil is mutter. Zakum Zeil is mutter, maybe Kilayim is not. Pashat chiluk. You know why Zeil is mutter? Because it's mechila. It can't be mochel Kilayim. There's no Kilayim. There's no mechila. That's not mamanis. Only mechila by mamanis. There's no mechila with regard to Isurim. That's the pre-Megadim and the Gra. And most people, when they explain the Salacha, they explain it based on this, Mechila. However, from earlier sources about this Halacha, you see that it's much bigger than just Mechila. Source 24 is the Marimintz. The Marimintz, Italian 1400s. He quotes this tshuva, the same tshuva that the Trumas Hadeshin quoted, B'Shem the Riva. And he says, you know why this is all mutter? Because Mishum Simchas Purim Lo Ikri Gezel Kevin She'eno Ose Al Menas Ligzol Ulaharviach Ela Mishum Simchas Purim. What's he saying? Because you're not doing it to get a profit. You're just doing it to be Magdil the Simchas Purim. Doesn't really explain so much. But I'll tell you one thing. He's not holding Mechila. He's not holding Mechila. If it was Mechila, it would be just simply butter because everybody's Mochel. He's not holding that. It's bigger than that. We don't really understand. He didn't give a Svara. But look at the next source. 25 is the Darkei Moshe. Who wrote the Darkei Moshe? Who wrote the Darkei Moshe? The Ramah. The source of this whole thing is the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Marimintz, which is Source 24, right? He quotes the Marimintz, and he says that in the name of certain people, it says that not only are you allowed to steal, but you're also allowed to do kilayim, or you're allowed to wear simlas isha, or you're allowed to even, let's say, wear kilayim. Omnam, on the third to last line, in Source 25, Omnam ra'isi mahari brin, shekarat tagar al haminhag. Now, this is a quotation from somebody. This is a quotation, I think, all in the Marimintz. How is that possible? That doesn't make any sense. One second. Yeah. The Mari Brin. This is actually, he's quoting the Mari Brin. Shekarat tagar al haminhag. And he says, Levishas kilayim chas shalom. V'yeshet tolin atzman b'tshuvas riva. And there are those who say, it's just like the riva. Just like there's no iser gezel, there's no iser kilayim. V'lav milsehi on the second to last line. Demamo nitan lemechila dehefker based in hefker. Okay, now he went bigger. He quoted Mechila, but now he's mentioning hefker based in hefker. How is hefker based in hefker a little bit different than just Mechila? Mechila is an umdana. You know what? We believe that this guy was Mochel beforehand. You know what? When I have Bachrim in my house for Sudas Purim, I can't believe I'm about to say this, there's an implied Mechila that whatever happens, I'm going to kick myself, right, in retrospect. But whatever happens, I know whatever happens on Purim, it's going to stay on Purim, right? Whatever happens on Purim stays in Purim, right? No videos on what's happening during the Suda, right? Whatever happens, happens. So it's Mechila. I understand if you just say Mechila. A person is Mochel. I assume that 99% of Klai Sol is Mochel. And you know what? If a guy wants to say, I was the guy who wasn't Mochel, I don't believe you. Everybody's Mochel. You don't have to invoke Hefker based in Hefker. Hefker based in Hefker is a halachic mechanism that involves the leadership. Hefker based in Hefker is based and decided. The Manhigim decided. The Kehila decided. Hefker based in Hefker, we now said everybody's mammon is basically kind of like up for grabs. We'll see if there are limitations to this, but everybody's mammon is up for grabs. Hefker based in Hefker. So you think, all right, I found one source, the Darkei Moshe B'Shem the Mari Brin. as well as the Mari Mintz that we just quoted. Let's bring one more, okay? So that it's a chazaka. Three shitos. Actually, it's going to be four. The Bach in Yoredeya. The Bach in Yoredeya quotes the Mari Mintz, that same Mari Mintz, that says, just like Gezel is mutter, Kilayim is mutter. Simlas Isha is mutter, that you're allowed to now wear woman's clothing. Vitema, listen to this, the Bach. Dibidavr shibamamon vade amrina and hefker, basin hefker. Udikasba achronim. Skip to the next line where it's bold. Avol bedvar isra in koch mishum basin, la tir mishum sum chasmisa bepurim. What are you seeing from the Bach? When was the Bach? I tried to put dates on this sheet so that you can get a sense of when everybody was. I already have a Bach. In source 15, we have that the Bach was between 1561 and 1640. In other words, we're talking about earlier Makoros than the Prima Gadim and the Gra in the 1700s. The earlier sources, this is coming from old Ashkenaz, older Ashkenazi poskim. The older Ashkenazi poskim are invoking something more serious, Hefker based in Hefker. Not only that, the Knesset Agdola, the Turkish Benavisti in the 1600s, he writes also that which it says, that just like Gezel's mutter, and they wanted to say that from there you can learn to other wearing of clothing, Eino Raya, second to last line, Debedover Shibemamon Hefker Basin Hefker, Abubinyin Isser Ein Lomar Kain. These Achronim, these Rishonim, late Rishonim and early Achronim, are saying there's a much bigger principle that's being said here. We're laying down the law, hefker based in hefker. That's why it's mutter, and that's why there's no chiyuvim. It's not because we're doing an umdana, this person is probably mochel. I believe that this kehillah was mochel. It is something that's much more the hanhaga. What difference does it make whether it's midin mechila or it's midin hefker based in hefker? Here's beautiful lumdus. Maybe you could disagree, but at least at first glance. First idea, the Kapos Tzmarim, this is already from the time of the Marbach, the Kapos Tzmarim written by the Marbach, 1500s. He writes, there's a big machlokas about, is this only Nezek Mamon or is it even Chavala? What if you hurt a person, you poke someone in the eye, you broke his ankle, something like that? What happens in such a situation? Are you Chayiv even for the Chavala? So this is a machlokas. This is a machlokas in the poskim. The Kapos Tmarim himself says that you're chayiv. The Chuvas of the Bach in source 29 says that you're chayiv. However, the Magen Avraham writes, after he quotes the Shita, he says, Aval ba'aguda sukkah, the aguda, which is early in the Rishonim, kasav keshemesachkim habacharim b'shabbos. You ever horsed around on Shabbos? Of course you did, right? I remember playing games like Red Rover. Anybody even know what that game is anymore? Red Rover, right? Something come on over or whatever. And then you just charge. And then you either, your arm is broken or the guy just falls down on his face, right? It's something like really harsh. It might be even Chavala. So are there Hatem Chavala? So says the Aguda. Shemesachim abachim b'shabes umakin zed zeh pturim. Uvavachelo yiskabim, as long as there's no Kavana. So you see that even Chavala, the Magen Avraham quotes, b'shem the Aguda. By the way, what about the Ramah? Did the Rama allow only Nezek Mamon, or did he allow Chavala too? Now, which Ramas do we have so far? So let's start peeking. Source 13. Bacharim ha-rochvim likras chazam v'kala b'ziku zedzeh Mamon chaveiro. It's only Nezek. Let's go to source number two. Source number two. V'chein bnei adam chotvim zemizeh derech simcha im zemizhalo sigzol v'nagu kach. That's Mamon. Now let's go to source number one. Im hizik echad es chaveiro mikoach simchas purim patur milashalim. Hizik echad es chaveiro. Could go either way. The Kapos Tmarim is actually very bothered by this. This whole thing is only a din by mamon. Why are you saying that lashon? That lashon sounds like, right? Hizik echad es chaveiro. You hurt him the body, not just his money. I know you could say it's talking about money, but it sounds like it even includes bodily harm. What is this machlokes all about? It's possible to suggest the following. If it's all midin mechila, maybe there's only mechila by mamon. There's not mechila by chavala. However, if you hold hefker based in hefker, there are going to be no after Purim din Torahs. There are going to be no after Purim Din Torahs, okay? For a week after Purim, nobody's going to bring up what happened on Purim. Whatever happened on Purim is going to stay on Purim. If Beis Din is going to make such a declaration, then there's going to be Pturim. And that's it. That'll even include Chavalah. But one can definitely argue with this in both directions. Number one. Maybe it is Mechila, and there's Mechila on Chavalah too. Is there Mechila on Chavalah? What do we know about this? Is there a din of Mechila on Chavalah? So the Mishnah, everybody take a look at source, where are we up to now? Source 31, the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, on Tzadi Bey says, if a person says, Sameh Eseni, even Al Menas Liftor, you are still Chayiv. But if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch who paskins this, in source 32, he writes, Sameh Eseni, Al Menas Shatapatur, Harei Zeh Chayiv Chamisha Dvarim, Shehadavar Yadua She'ein Rotze Bekach. What does that mean? Even if I tell you, poke out my eye, I'll menas liftor and you'll be pater. You're still going to be chayev. You know why you're going to be chayev? There's no way I was serious. You should not have taken me seriously. Obviously, I don't want you to poke my eye. I just drank something. I don't know what happened. I'm talking nonsense. But you can't take me at my word. I'm not really mocha. I'm not mocha chavala. But for example, the Rama right away says, V'yeshomim dimarlei beferish al menas liftor pater. In other words, what do you see from here? You can be mochel chavala. It's just, it might be much harder to do it because we're always going to assume that you don't mean it. But let's say you do mean it. I don't know. Let's say you did 12 kinyanim about it. You know, like with beer, like we'll sell our chametz to make sure that we got every single shita. I handshake on it. I write a shtar about it. I give you money on it. I do a kinyan suder on it. I do everything under the sun to show that I'm really being mochel you if you're chavala me. So then the Chavalah, you will be putter. There's Mechila on Chavalah too. It isn't just true that there's only Mechila on Nezek. There's Mechila on Chavalah as well. The only thing is, that only patters you on the money of Chavalah. Why are you allowed to do Chavalah? Why are you allowed to do Chavalah in the first place if the guy's asking for it? So maybe one could say, and this is probably the suggestion here, that it's based on the Rambam in source 33, that your only chayiv in Chavala, or the only isser of Chavala, is when you do things derech nitzayon. And what is derech nitzayon? Only in a very aggressive, almost like a mean manner. Maybe when it's done, a little bit more friendly. So, a little more friendly. I don't know how friendly this is. But when you're doing it more like with his okay, and he's already said that it's okay, it's like that wrestling beforehand. Are we allowed to wrestle? It sounds like yes, you're allowed to wrestle. Is there mechila? Yeah, there's mechila. There's mechila on the mama. What about the isser? The isser is only when it's derech nitzayon, only when it's aggressive and trying to hurt you. But if you know what, that's the game that we're playing. The truth is, a lot of this has nafkaminas for fouls during basketball. If you foul somebody very, very hard during basketball, right? Let's say you cause a concussion or something like that, right? So then, are you chayiv for chavala? So the thing is, okay. There's actually one of the Achronim, Rabbi Dov Lior, writes that a foul is not considered part of the rules of the game, and therefore you're on the hook. It's only when it's really that's not part of the game. That's not part of the game. Foul's not part of the game. It's against the rules. I don't know about that. That's really hard to believe. Fouls are absolutely part of the game. If anybody's ever played with me, they know. Anyway, so, right? So, fouls are definitely part of the game. What about a flagrant foul? Maybe a flagrant. Whatever. You know what I mean. Okay? Maybe there are certain fouls that if you commit them, so then you are chayiv mama. And that maybe it's even usher to do. But this, so at first glance, it sounded like if it was Mechila, only money, only Nezek. If it's Hefker based in Hefker, then it's even Chavala. But who says? Maybe it's Mechila and it includes even Chavala. I'll even go the other direction. Maybe it's Hefker based in Hefker, but when did Beis Din wield this tremendous koach called Hefker based in Hefker? Only by money. They didn't start saying like, no, and everybody's now hands and everybody's eyes are now free game for everybody else. No, they said there are going to be no dinei mamonis, dinei Torahs afterwards. But something about chavala is still on the books. In other words, it looked like a nafkamina between the two sides, but one could easily go against this nafkamina. Nafkamina number two. Go to page 5 now. Okay, we're moving. Page 5. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuvas HaBach. The Bach was already on these sheets, but here we see it's already codified in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, "Bebach mechalik bein hezek gadol lekatan, bein guf bein b'mamon. The behezek gadol makpid, the vein menag liftor behezek gadol." too much money, if it's very expensive and I don't have any line, I don't have any line, what is the number amount that's called hezek gadol and what's the number amount that's hezek katan? And it could be that a difference from community to community, right? A more affluent community, they'll be like, $50, $50. And then you'll have other rabbanim going, $50? Say, hefzik gadol, you can do a milaka for, you know, hefzik gadol, you know, you can do on Shabbos, right? $50? We mean $2 is a katan. There's a different, depends which circles, you move in, what kind of community you're in. But there's a difference between hezek gadol and hezek katan. At first glance, what's the nafkamina? Why is this a nafkamina? If it's midin mechila, people are mochal and hezek katan. They're not mochal and hezek gadol. But if it's hefker based in hefker, this powerful tool, we go, that's it, hefker based in hefker. Again, one could easily argue, maybe hefker based in hefker, they only wielded this tremendous koach because people are normally, they don't care so much on hezek katan. But what are we going to do? Now we're going to just say everybody's rechush is now hefker? Is now everybody can do whatever they want to anybody's rechush? And now you can destroy, whatever you want in my house? Come on, there has to be, there should be limits to this, even wielding this tremendous strong halacha called hefker based in hefker. Nafkamina potential number three. This particular nafkamina I found in one of the Piskei Din, Piskei Batei Din. In researching this topic, it was really difficult to find, I thought it was very difficult to find cases and shalos and tshuvas about this. Not the regular classical shalos and tshuvas. And also didn't like talk about the topic and like really go through the topic so much. But I found that you can actually Google Piskei Batei Din Rabbanim, and I have like all these mamarim. I printed out like 30 pages of mamarim of from Dayanim, but I don't know who they are. I have their names, but it means absolutely nothing. He could be a 20-year-old pipsqueak from somewhere instead of being a Dayan. Maybe he's not a Dayan. Maybe he's just a guy who wrote an article. But be that as it may, a person suggested the following possibility, that maybe if it's mechila, then it's only people who signed on. Only people who are participating in the simcha. If it's hefker based in hefker, then maybe it's for everyone. And the nafkamina that he brought was a great one. What happens if during a chasana, you're dancing, spirited, like a shalvim chasana, which is full of ruach, right? And let's say during the ruach, you hit the ladder that the photographer is standing on, and then he falls, the camera breaks, ay, 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 nezek, hezek gadol. So right, maybe it's hezek gadol. Are you going to be on the hook? Are you going to be pater for this? Maybe it's hezek gadol. So the thing is, if it's midin mechila, so then it's only the people who signed on. Who says, is what he writes, who says that the photographer signed on for this? He's not the one dancing with gusto. The dancers who are dancing with gusto are all mochel to each other, who are other people dancing with gusto. But if it's hefker based in hefker, that we want Simchas Chasan to happen, so then we want Simchas Chasan to happen. We want everybody to dance with gusto, and therefore everybody has to be, everybody's mamon is now contributing to the cause of Simchas Chasan Vekala. But one could easily disagree with this also and say that, come on, even if it's Midin Mechila, he was also Mochel. He knows fully well that he could get hurt. The photographers, right? It's a very scary, scary time. Okay, but the truth is the greatest raya of all from everywhere, that this is not a din mechila, but it's like the earlier Rishonim and the earlier Achronim said that it's really we did hefker based in hefker, is the source of this entire halacha. Where is the source for this entire halacha? Simchas Purim is being borrowed from Simchas Chasan Vekala, the Bacharim who, right, the horses with the Chasan. And what's that being borrowed from? Sukkah. It all started with Sukkah. That what happened? Who stole from who? Gdolim stole from Ketanim. Ketanim don't have mechila. It's unbelievable. This shaila, this question that I'm asking right now, is only found in the Birchas Avraham on Maseches Sukkah. I cannot believe that only somebody who's living today, who I sat with only like 2 months ago in his study in Yerushalayim, I said, I quote him all the time, I might as well get to meet this person. Why do I have to wait? Do I have to wait till somebody's Achamei Ve'eshim in order to go meet him? I met him. I shoots with him. I said hello to him. He is the one who asked this question. How does it work if it's for Ketanim? Ketanim don't have Mechila. We're not allowed to just assume that he's Mochel. Ketan doesn't even have the power to be Mochel. But if it's Mitzad Hefker based in Hefker, then it could work. This is actually one of the greatest riyas that there is. This whole thing is coming from Ketanim. And that's why it seems that it's really not just an umdana about mechila, but rather something bigger of hefker based in hefker. There are two more areas that are part of this year. We'll just mention it very, very quickly. 7:30 is still the gag. There are those who bring up the issue of running on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, you saw it in Bava Kamma. If somebody runs on Erev Shabbos, there's a kula. If he's mazik, someone he's putter. Why is he putter? Because he's in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So too, people who are dancing for a chasam v'kala doing a mitzvah, and people who are dancing for perma doing a mitzvah. Okay. So here's the discussion. I'm just saying the bottom lines. There's a machlokas if it's only somebody during Bein HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos, and that's it, and shouldn't be exported to any other mitzvah. Even though the Yam Shel Shlomo says B'shem the Or Zarua that it applies to every mitzvah, however, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai that it's only Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, and the Chavos Yair in the Tshuvas also says it's only running Bein HaShemashos because people are really, really concerned every second counts. That's why running on Erev Shabbos is really something very, very special and different. There is another shita, the Oneg Yontif, Shalos and Tshuvas Oneg Yontif here in Source 40, that says that it's only when the running is a mitzvah, the running for Erev Shabbos, so that you're not doing Minchal Shabbos, the running is a mitzvah. But when you're running to shul and running to do Kiddush Levana, the Chavos Yair has a shaila, a guy's running to Kiddush Levana, and he topples oil with fire, and he's mazik so much because he's running, because the announcement was made that there's Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana? It's the last day to say Kiddush Levana. He starts running out, and he starts going crazy, turning outside. So he says, no, absolutely not. It's only by Ritzah Erev Shabbos. But the Oneg Yontif says, it's only because the Ritzah to Kiddush Levana, the Ritzah is not a mitzvah. But if the excitement is the mitzvah, then one can maintain that when you dance for Simchas Chasam V'Kala, the dancing itself is a mitzvah. The getting into the dancing on Purim, that itself is the Simchas Purim. Therefore, there maybe is room to be Mekel. But the whole thing is wrong. And why is the whole thing wrong? If you just know the Gemara a little bit, but I'm just going to tell you, running on Erev Shabbos is not a kula. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to run into people and that you're putter. The Gemara just says running on Erev Shabbos is like walking during the week. What's walking during the week? If you walk into somebody during the week, are you chayev? Absolutely. Someone's stationary. But if you're both moving, so then there's going to be pturim. But if one guy is stationary in Rishus HaRabim and a guy walks into him, the walker is chayev. And if you run to me on Erev Shabbos, you're also going to be chayiv. There is no din like this that all because I'm in the middle of commissioning a mitzvah, just because I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I'm putter. There is absolutely no such thing. Last line, drunk. Is someone drunk putter from Nezikin? So in Source 46 and 47, the issue is like this. The Gemara says in Erevin that if you are shechuso shalot, this highest level of shikor, your ma'isav do not count. We know that, and the Shulchan Aruch adds, you're like a shota. We know one of the dinim of a shota is a shota that's mazik is pater. Pigiyas on ra. So you see from here that a shota is pater nezikin. That means somebody who's shikor kalot is pater nezikin. Says the Bach and the Yam Shel Shlomo, absolutely not. You brought yourself to this drunken state. And there's no mitzvah to get drunk like a skunk. Shechrusu shalot on Purim, and that's why you have no right. You brought yourself into that state. That's different than a shota. A shota can't do anything about it, but you brought yourself to that state, and there's no mitzvah to do so. One of the dayanim in the article said, yeah, but what if you hold like that shita that you are supposed to get drunk like that? The Yam Shel Shlomo says, no, but maybe there are shitas like that. And what if the guy says, Kimli, I hold like those shitos, that I hold like I am allowed to get drunk like that. And then I am hiding behind, I had to do this. I'm like a shota, it's not my fault. I didn't bring myself on this shechris, it's because of the mitzvah. Maybe one can claim that he's putter from all of this. At the end of the day, it seems like this p'tur is on the books. It might be b'din mechila, it might be b'din hefker, based in hefker, but only has a katan and not has a gadol. It all depends on the minhag. What is the minhag? Sfardim think that there's no minhag to be mekel. Sfardi poskim are always machmer on this. Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch. Ashkenazim, there's like lekanu lekan. I can say from experience, we're generally not tovei nezikin after Purim. After Purim, what happens on Purim? What happens on Purim stays on Purim. I hope everyone is able to be. Accept the Kedusha of Purim, v'zakeinu l'kabel Kedushas Purim b'emes. Thank you very, very much for coming. Tiyeh nishmata tzura b'tzor ha-chayim. B'chanim ben kasha omer, l'tirav yirbel ha-em torah, yirbel ha-em torah mitzvah shenema, adonai chavitza ma'am. Amen.
Obsession, Lombi, Ramon, and Sisha Lama, linked about what you said.